to the cloud. Yes, we're recording. Hey, everybody. Welcome to, well, I'll welcome you to the show here shortly. This is Corey talking. That's Andrew right there in his fun t-shirt. If you're watching on the Patreon, subscribe on the Patreon if you haven't already. Patreon.com/homeschooled. Today's guest is Brad Upton. Hi, Brad.
How are you?
Thanks, yeah, man. Doing well. Are you? We do tour dates at the beginning, and usually.
Thanks for calling in on your rotary phone.
Yeah. Rotary, that's fun. Come on, it's a flip. He was playing Snake, and he's like, "All right, I'll switch over to." Usually nobody has tour dates, but you said what are you doing here soon?
January 8th and 9th, I'll be at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow. I didn't even know you did country music. That's exciting.
I don't either. I don't either. But they're letting in a quarter of the audience. So, that's the only thing I got to plug. Otherwise,
exactly. Are you anxious about that at all? Or?
Yeah, kind of, just cause I'm so rusty.
Mm. Okay, not being old and of a dying age.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah, that too.
Did you say January 8th and 9th?
Yeah.
Ah, shoot. Okay.
Why is that?
Well, you don't want to do a virtual show, but I was going to say you could kick the rust off on my show, my Everett Comedy Night show, but it's January 10th, so.
Yeah, flying home that night, and I'll be there.
Yeah. It wouldn't. Yeah, I'll kick the rest off after I do the gigs. Well, who's with you there? Just you, or is it all comedy, or is
it's all Donnie country or? Acts. Emmylou Harris is on the bill. They haven't announced the rest of them yet.
Who's the first one?
Emmylou Harris.
Oh, I heard of her.
Emmylou Harris. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've Googled her before.
Send them my tape.
Yeah, do that.
Andrew, do you have anything?
You know, I had something booked in Miami in January, but I it was like 6 months ago, and I don't know if anything is. I gotta check on that.
Yeah, well, January. Yeah, I was gonna say the Super Bowl is in Tampa and on February 7th. I maybe link that.
Well,
I was
go there with the Seahawks. Yeah,
that'd be really cool. I was gonna go to. I'm gonna go to Arizona, but see, there's this golf tournament in Arizona that's like the best. For like audience, if you heard of it, I don't know, Waste Management Golf Tournament. Anyway, it's amazing, but I don't know if I'm gonna let patrons go. So I always go, and then I try and set up gigs. But I don't have any. I got nothing. I got no tour dates. My show every second Sunday I'm doing virtually. So that's tonight. It's too late because this isn't gonna be released till tomorrow. And January 10th, you could see Everett Comedy Night virtual show. All right, well, now for the jokes, huh?
All right, let's hear them. Let's go.
Welcome to Homeschool Podcast with Corey and Andrew. This is episode number 21, so this podcast is old enough to drink 21 weeks old.
Nice.
Yeah, 21 weeks is too late to abort, so we hope you're having fun.
Don't
tell anyone. Corey has been drunk every episode. So
I put it in a Starbucks cup so people won't know. I'm not the only sinner on this podcast, by the way. You opened for John Crist last weekend. He's that Christian fellow who's been accused of some pretty terrible things, like harassing and manipulated women to have sex with him. Do you think he's a good guy to be around, Andrew? Huh?
It's a fair question, but maybe I'd be a good guy for him to tour with. I could scare away all the women.
Right? Ah.
Plus, have you seen John Crist? If I was married, I'd want my wife to sleep with him just so I could touch where his penis has been.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Speaking of virgins, the abstinence-only approach to coronavirus isn't viable, according to some experts.
Who are the experts? Nobody's asked me. I haven't had sex in months, and I'm not getting corona. You know, it's an effective strategy, but just like with sex, nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, you could stay home and be bored all the time, and maybe in 6 months you could meet a great girl at church, or get drunk every night and hit on random women in the bars, and then you might be dead at the end. But that's kind of exciting, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, this analogy kind of lost.
What's the abstinence theory of COVID? I haven't heard it.
I think it's like you're supposed to just not go anywhere, you know what I mean? It's like, But you got to live your life, you know? HIV doesn't keep me off Tinder. Right. Coronavirus isn't going to keep me from hitting up a girl I went to high school with who just got divorced.
Right.
Are you talking about my wife? maybe I should have done that joke. did you see? Yeah, I think that the abstinence approach is just like you don't put yourself in anything and then you won't get it. Like, that's the idea. did you see that Matthew McConaughey weighed in on the election recently?
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, pretty boy, know your role. We want your body, not your opinions.
Right. You're just a piece of meat.
That goes for you
too, Brad. Pretty boy.
Yeah, I know. I know what it's like.
You and Matt. His opinions aren't good, too. They're just all right.
Did anybody ever think he had much upstairs anyway?
I didn't think he had much downstairs. Boom! All right. Who's with me? Small books.
Oh, anyway.
Let's move on.
Yeah, anyway, we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the obvious big story in the news right now. About 2,000 people a day are lost, and it looks like it's just going to keep going and going, you know?
Oh, talking about COVID again?
No, your comedy special.
Ah, yeah. Hey, my special just 50,000 views just passed, and it's averaging 2,000 a day, and it's going to get worse. It's going to be a dark winter. People are being irresponsible and sharing it when they shouldn't. And the CDC has even asked me to take it down.
Yeah, I'd advise getting shot before watching it. the CDC, by the way, they asked you to take down your YouTube video? What's that?
Yeah, the Center for Destruction of Comedy.
Oh, that's fair. Who books that, actually? kidding.
Everyone.
Right now. 2,000 a day is like pretty good, by the way. How much does it cost to buy 50,000 views?
Yeah, very funny. Yeah, it's the same people in charge of counting the ballots. Shout out to Dominion. Nah, it's all legit. I mean, half of those views are me refreshing the video every 10 minutes. But
well, I don't know. I demand a recount, I guess. speaking of hopefully having a cure around the corner, Joe Biden's vaccine plan is 100 million shots in 100 days. Sounds pretty good. It's the same as Donald Trump's plan, actually, but his was tequila.
Yeah, I'm going to do both just for safety. But I don't know. It looks like there might be logistics issues with the rollout. The governor of Minnesota said that there could be competition for dry ice between shipping vaccines and shipping cheese curds in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Because the vaccine needs ultra-cold storage, and so do cheese curds. Maybe if these fat fucks would ration the cheese curds in the first place, you wouldn't be so high risk for COVID anyway.
Yeah, right? I say we stick the vaccine in cheese curds, right?
In the cheese. That's the obvious answer.
Come on. That's a good way to get these people most at risk, and they will most likely be anti-vaxxers anyway, so...
Put it in the Diet Mountain Dew. Everybody will get it.
Code red.
Water.
Code red.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of anti-vaxxers, the conservatives who now believe in vaccines want to call it the Trump vaccine.
Interesting.
They think Trump deserves credit, and it would be a way to honor him, maybe extend an olive branch. What do you think? Would you take a Trump vaccine, Corey?
I don't know. How big is this olive tree, right? Like, maybe look into something like a maple, a little more sturdy, right? Calling it the Trump vaccine doesn't exactly inspire confidence in me. Like, the side effects will just be hair loss and bankruptcy.
Wow. Corey, sounds like you've already taken the Trump vaccine.
Oh, me and Brad both.
Is it like the Trump University and the Trump stakes and absolutely everything else that failed?
You want to just write the obvious joke Corey wrote next? I'm
well,
gonna get
this
my
one,
vaccine at Applebee's. They got a
stakes joke was you.
Sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, if it's anything like the college, the bottled water, the real estate, the hotels, the presidency, at least we'll know it'll be like go away really soon.
I'm going to take my vaccine as soon as I'm able.
Yeah? Do you know if you're, like, on a list yet? You know, I'm hoping to get on a list as a teacher, you know? I know I'm not a real teacher. I'm just a substitute teacher, but the vaccine might not be real either, so.
Well, you're on several lists as a teacher, but none for
that's
a vaccine,
why I can't be a real teacher anymore.
I'm almost a senior. I might be moving up the list.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, I talked to my insurance company, and they said that they'll pay for my vaccine, but I have to bring my own needle. So it's
Oh, well, luckily you live in Seattle, so there's a 7-Eleven in your neighborhood with a bunch of them just in the parking lot. So
yeah, it's
just borrow one of those, you know, return it, obviously. They're going to have Bush and Obama take the vaccine on TV to inspire public confidence. But is that really going to work? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Yeah. Elvis took the polio vaccine on TV in 1956. Remember, Brad? A couple, it was like just yesterday for you. But compliance went up in teenagers from 0.6% to over 80%. Just from Elvis taking the vaccine. So
weird.
Something like that could happen.
Way he moved his legs, it looked like he had polio. respect where it's due, you know, but I don't think.
You were Obama and you rolled up that as soon as they gave that to you, just as a gag, just roll your head back.
For the video.
Wah, wah.
I'm from Africa. I've never had a vaccine or whatever.
malaria shots.
I don't know. Is Clinton like, is he like Elvis? Is that really on the same level? I mean, they do both love sleeping with 14-year-olds, but I don't.
Yeah. So who has the most Elvis-like influence, I guess, is the question, right?
Yeah.
I think Trump needs to take the vaccine, right? Like, who else is most likely to die on a toilet? That's got Trump's name written on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There it is.
Yep.
The NHL, National Hockey League, is going to buy its own private stock in the vaccine. At least they'll be able to keep it on ice, right? But
yeah.
Also, these are professional athletes. Are they really all that at risk?
Yeah, you would think that. But if you look at their teeth, these guys obviously don't brush or take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Every hockey player's bad dental hygiene.
Speaking of sports, college basketball is happening, sort of, kind of. I mean, a huge portion of their games have been canceled. Coach Krzyzewski at Duke thinks the season should be put on pause because of the safety of some coaches. Other coaches think it's just sour grapes because they've lost a couple games and because Coach K's face looks like he just ate sour grapes.
The UNLV quarterback Max Gilliam issued an apology for eating sushi off of a nude model on a reality TV show. But in his defense, it was a restaurant in Vegas, so boobs are treated like plates. That's why I always lick them clean.
Should never apologize for that.
Apologize for being awesome? Like, I don't understand. Also, I don't believe his apology. Like, he apologized like a toddler apologized, you know? Like, he didn't say what he was apologizing for. He was just like, I apologize. I've learned from my mistake. Ah, thank you for that. Like, what was the mistake, by the way?
Yeah.
Oof, I did not think there were going to be follow-up questions. Speaking of apologies.
Oh, boy. We'll get a lot of people going to be apologizing after this podcast. KFC is making an original Lifetime movie about Colonel Sanders. I hear it's finger-licking good.
The movie is like a meal from KFC. It's over in 15 minutes. But you're going to regret it immediately. Much like the top secret 11 herbs and spices, the movie consists of 11 secret employees because nobody wanted their name attached, you know?
I've heard that was a hoax or a fake.
It's a spoof, it's like you know?
Yeah. It's like a commercial. It's a way to
It's a 15-minute mini movie. That's what do you call that? Parody.
Parody.
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Scorsese is, you know, directing it.
Well, he is. He just didn't want his name attached.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also the movie contains 11 secret minutes of bonus footage that nobody will ever see because the entire movie is 15 minutes long and they'll turn it off after 4 when the first commercial hits.
Oh, I see. I can't wait for the outtakes. Oh, wait. That's the whole movie.
Hey, applications at the UW School of Medicine are up 26% this year, a phenomenon being called the Fauci effect, similar to when strippers quit and go move back in with their family, famously called the Corey Michaelis effect.
Yeah. They only strip once I've been there and made it rain, right? Or when attractive women go gay, the Andrew Rivers effect.
Right, because they're like, it's not getting better than that. Can't just do that. Yeah, that's why the girls stay 6 feet away from me.
Right. Man, a former Israeli cybersecurity officer claims that aliens exist and the U.S. government knows about it, but got to keep it a secret for when society can handle it.
First of all, if aliens exist, Trump would have already blamed them for the election.
He blamed the illegal ones, but why are they waiting until we fixed everything, by the way? Hasn't anything changed in the last 4 years that made them see like we're just around the corner with getting along with ourselves? Like, what are the aliens
bring
waiting
it on,
for?
Aliens. I already used a butt plug to masturbate.
Yeah, right?
Bring it on, aliens. I already use a butt plug to masturbate. I'm ready.
I hope aliens use the same metric system, right? Their toys might be a bit bigger. I don't know.
Might, they might have more elasticity in their holes, too.
Speak for yourself.
Lube is very slimy. Yeah, well, Brad, you haven't seen my asshole. There's a reason I'm wearing a Pornhub t-shirt. All right. A 90-year-old woman became the first person to get the vaccine. Is that worth it? I mean, she's just going to die in 6 months anyway.
Probably from the flu. Ah, we forgot to give her the flu shot. Guess it isn't the same.
Who would have seen that one coming? The Supreme Court weighed in on the election, finally, tossing out Trump's lawsuit in Pennsylvania.
Ah, he should have just packed the Supreme Court with his hand-picked conservative judges. Oh, wait.
But it's not all bad, okay? There is some positive news. Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
Is it weird that Trump announced it for him? Like, did he call Trump first? What was going
right?
on
there? Like, Rudy was going to tweet it out, but his hands were just in his pants the whole time.
Yeah, he was adjusting his belt. I don't understand how this could have happened. I mean, he was being so careful. He was only sneezing into handkerchiefs that he stole from a hobo stick and wiped his face with.
Yeah, I mean, how Rudy challenges COVID results in court, but still lost.
Guy's having a rough week. A Seattle court judge ruled that the Seattle police used tear gas indiscriminately.
Ah, in response, the cops were like, I thought we weren't supposed to discriminate. Doing that forever is what got us here in the first place.
Everyone's like, stop shooting black people. And Seattle was like, we're going to shoot everybody.
And that's not what we meant.
Hey, more local news. Seattle extended the stay-at-home order.
But we're going to pay our bills for at least another few weeks because our Dry Bar Comedy Quarter 3 reports are coming in hot in December. They always take care of us several months late.
Yeah, quarter three ended that's, up 2 months ago.
Andrew takes care of women several months late.
It's because of the quarter.
I got $500.
Our contracts say 10 days after the end of the quarter.
That's really? Oh, boy.
They're always so helpful with our questions. Yeah.
I can't read, so.
Send them an email, probably. They probably
they'll get right
back
to
you.
To it. Yep.
Corey, didn't you send them an email last quarter?
I had a meeting with them, but it was more about like the details of the, I don't know. Yeah.
And you asked why the streaming numbers were way up and the payments were way down. And they were like, fuck you. That's why.
Well, that's not very clean for Dry Bar. Jeez.
Very rude.
21% fewer high school students are enrolling in college this year. I mean, who doesn't want to be paying $30,000 a year for Zoom class, right? All the kids decided are just going to be TikTok superstars anyway. That'll.
Yeah. Bummer. Hey,
well, there's about 21% of them that had no business applying to college anyway. So maybe.
It evens out.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, it's a business. They're probably packing them with as many as they can, right?
Right.
MasterCard and Visa say they will no longer allow their credit cards to be used on Pornhub. In
what?
Other news. People were paying for porn?
I've never heard of it. OnlyFans. Pornhub is our sponsor this week, actually. Not officially, but hey, we've been kind of mooching off them for a long, long time. So we might as well give them a plug while we're giving ourselves a plug, right?
Hey, all right.
Show us your hands, Brad. Show us your hands. All right. There it is. We did it. Brad, good to have you here. You haven't done much of this virtual stuff, huh?
I've turned it all down.
Yeah.
It's Man. Too weird. I mean, doing stand up, I mean, you, it's obvious you guys are comfortable in doing this, but I just can't.
Well, we're used to no laughter, so
I can't focus. I can't. It's too weird for me.
Sure, sure, sure. But like, yeah, because we, you know, we've done some shows, of course, but we've done this podcast weekly for a while, and then I've done some, like, I'm gonna do Christmas virtually with my family. I don't know what you guys' plan is, but we're gonna play bingo and drink, and I mean, I don't know. Have you done anything like that, like virtual happy hour, where you watch?
Yeah, a couple of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get drunk and watch girls on Chatterbait.
I don't know what that is, but
sure.
Chatterbait. Here, just a minute. Let
what
me
have you been doing? Have you been out? Have you done anything? Have you? I mean, you're doing a gig. Are you nervous about your health at all for that?
A little bit. More of the flight. I haven't been on a jet since February.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
And. But my son's flown a handful of times. He says it's all right. He's ate it.
The planes are mostly empty, so you get pretty much a row to yourself. And
right. So that's, I just want something to look forward to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's really what it's done. Just have nothing to look forward to. I want something in my book and like get excited and go to the, I realize I miss parking my car and riding with the shuttle driver and talking to the lady at the desk, you know, all that shit. I miss that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, move you into a home. They have shuttle drivers that will take you to the casino.
I'm not far away.
You can hit the stage and go to the slots. And
Yeah. I developed a website for a dating website for boomers.
Oh.
It's called Shingles Only.
Oh, okay. Didn't you have shingles?
I did.
Yeah, tell me about that.
You just got to write. You got to wipe the ointment to the right. Wipe right.
I got it in March, right? Like the first week of the whole shutdown.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So, I recognized it right away. Had my first ever online doctor's appointment. I was like, I had my camera and showed this lady my back, which isn't normally what I do with this online.
Yeah, yeah. Usually show the front. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, showed her my back, and she goes, "Yeah, that's shingles. I'll call in the, you know, it's just cream shit you put on there." And so I got it pretty quick. I identified it pretty quick, so it wasn't as horrible as I've heard. But and then I've since had my vaccine. So.
For shingles?
That's a shingles vaccine.
Oh, vaccine. Huh?
Have you developed
you guys
any
will
extra
never
fingers?
Have to do,
or...
You probably never had chicken pox, right?
I had chicken pox. No, yeah. I think I got the vaccine. So is that the same vaccine?
Not for shingles, but the chicken pox. You got the chicken pox, or you got the vaccine?
I got the vaccine for chicken pox.
Yeah.
I got the pox. I'm old enough to.
Yeah, I got all that shit.
Yeah. He's got pock marks everywhere on his body. So.
Yeah, my penis. Here, look.
Says the guy with back acne, but
yeah. Well, we've flown a decent amount. We've been doing shows. We're both basically entirely off for December and January right now. So
yeah, I think we're gonna have to set up some outdoor stuff in the summertime.
Yeah, I mean,
I
my back
summer will be open.
I think I'm going to do backyard shows.
You know, Lars Kalu,
my backyard.
Kalu? Yeah. Who,
yeah. Yeah. He does. Yeah.
He's crushing it. So he's the guy to call and ask, hey, how are you setting them up? I mean,
he sent me a big, long email.
What's that?
He sent me a long email explaining what he does.
Oh, yeah. I was going to call him up after the new year and go, tell me how are you, what, just, you know, run this.
Sure.
Because that's going to have to be the format. I'm thinking outdoors at the wineries this summer.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hey, sidebar, but Corey, I mean, we know those wandering wino girls. Like, we should try to link up with them and get some.
Oh yeah, wait, is that
Lee and Michaela Fuller?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What do they do for work?
I don't know. Must be hot on Instagram every day, but
I see their Instagram story and it's like making money online.
This sounds like a pyramid scheme.
And when you say, and they over and over, they're like, this isn't multi-level marketing. This isn't a pyramid scheme. I'm like,
you have
you
to
say
keep
it.
Saying it.
This isn't a scam. I really am good in bed. All right, I'll be keep. I didn't even bring it up, but all right.
I wasn't gonna sleep with you anyway. So.
That's good.
Hey, well, I was thinking about this. Are you paying attention to like NBA at all this offseason, you know, Brad?
No, I am not. Why?
Do you not watch NBA at all anymore since the Sonics left?
Not really.
Yeah.
I was hardcore NBA and then they left and I'm like, fuck them.
So I was just thinking about the idea of like, there's so many superstars demanding trades and demanding pay raises and in every sport nowadays, you know, we took Jamal Adams from the Jets and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, do you think like Dunbar, as a sports fandom, you know, we're getting like softer because we're so like, yay, players' rights. He demands a fair treatment, you know, but like, one of my favorite memories was like whenever Alex Rodriguez would come to Safeco, we would throw Monopoly money and yell at him and boo him and like, you know, yell insults. And like, I wonder if that stuff still happens as much, you know?
Yeah, I remember that too. It was fun. But ask anybody, if it's you negotiating the contract, your money, you're going to take all you can get on that one chance you can. I don't blame anybody for taking
the
money.
Yeah.
My issue is that coaches don't have the same criticism. Like a college coach can literally ditch their team before the bowl game, bounce, go make $6 million somewhere else. But if a kid is like, I don't really want to break my leg when we're six and seven in this bowl game, so I'm not going to play in the bowl game. And everybody's like, fuck this guy, he's a piece of shit. And you're like,
Let his team down.
Yeah, exactly.
No, get out of here. Don't give me this loyalty talk about this kid who needs to, you know, buy his family a home. And
he's got 17 kids. He's got to pay for everything. He's got to feed his kids. surreal.
No.
Uncomfortable.
Well, it's off.
He's white. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, that was my mind that did that. Damn it. Yeah. Oh, sure. Sorry. that woman kicker is pretty. This was fun for me to watch it all play out.
She's got 17 kids. You got to take care of her.
That's what we were talking about. The white woman kicker from Vanderbilt. Now, absolutely. It was funny because watching that play out, we made this joke a few weeks ago when it was in reference to like the first woman vice president, and people are like, why do you have to mention the woman part? And you're like, could we get one first before you start complaining about the fact that we're, but like, I saw a ton of people were like, oh, she made a squib kick. And I was like, well, yeah, Vanderbilt sucks and they didn't score the whole game. So she kicked off once at the beginning
of
the half.
She's just
like,
kicking extra points, and they have a male kicker that kicks field goals, and they're she's just a publicity stunt.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to keep doing that every time until, like, I'm wondering at what level does a woman have to get to before guys stop doing that?
Celebrate it. Yeah.
I don't think they could.
She's 6'2". Did you know
that? She's 6'2". She's a great soccer player, but evidently. She made both. Made both PAT, whatever. I don't know. It's a PAT. Yeah. I can't make one, but
split her out wide on a fake field goal attempt one of these days and throw it.
Oh,
to
I
her.
Would. I would split her out wide for sure.
Trips, right? I don't even know what that means, but
I'll give her 7. That's 6.5.
She'll have to make.
Two, but
she'll have to make the PAT.
Couldn't get it up over. Though.
She won't let you go for 2.
I'm gonna sneak around back.
See, this is what we're doing that everybody else does. No, this is fun. This is fine. We respect her. She's great. But what do you think? Does it have to be like a woman quarterback? Is that the level that, I mean, guys will still be like, she's just position player
no one
in the NFL.
Really, if you look at the talent Sam Darnold brings to the table, you can't find anyone to replace that, you know?
I mean, I don't know that it'll ever, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just the misogyny is very interesting to me. I don't totally get it. I don't know, whatever. Workers' rights.
These are all Brad's friends, you know, 70-year-olds.
Yeah, boomer, Boomer, please.
Well, I would like to see, you know, one of those kicks blocked and have her scoop it up just to
see what happens.
Just all to right. see what happens.
I mean, how cool. I mean, kickers in general, if they get involved in a tackle, people are like, hell yeah, that's pretty dope. So I imagine if she got involved in one of those. That'd be pretty awesome. She did kick that squib kick and just kind of ran to the side.
Seahawks kicker try to tackle today. Did you see that? When they had that 60 yeah. yard run back today, but the kicker went in there for a, he missed, but he tried.
Oh, Myers,
really,
went for it?
You
all
don't
right.
think about how athletic the, because everyone else is a variation within a degree of athleticism of each other, you know?
Right.
That when you get like a kicker who's still a pretty good athlete next to a return man, it just makes him look like,
silly.
Makes him look like me, you know what I mean?
I played in college, I'd play pickup basketball, and one time one of the players, like the two guard for the, what's SPU? Division.
Division two.
Two. Yeah, yeah. So he was like backup two guard, and he came out and he was playing pickup and he was just breaking my ankles. And I was like, ah, man, imagine me going up against, imagine Jamal Crawford, like, would just toy with this guy. Was, I wouldn't say he was toying with me, but I mean, he was scoring pretty easily. And
he could
I
do
was
whatever
like,
he wanted. Yeah.
Jamal Crawford would just run circles. But yeah,
and I did
pretty
the
wild.
Thing. Even when I became friends with John Ryan, who was the punter for the Seahawks, and he would kick me balls. I mean, we filmed that whole thing, and it
yeah.
was just the silliest.
It's hard
I'm
to
like,
catch.
Oh, I can't even catch this when he kicks it right to me.
But John yeah. Ryan's a good athlete, and John Ryan's very fast, too.
Yeah. He's a big dude.
No, he's
and
a good
he got
athlete.
Clobbered a couple times.
And yeah. Rick Tootin, I remember one year he was pound for pound the strongest guy in football because
wow.
he was because he could lift based on his body weight more than anyway. So kind of crazy.
There's
well,
probably
I think there's
a video of great kicker tackles. Somewhere.
Oh yeah. Well, what's his
a
name?
Would, video for Pat McAfee.
Yeah, he would get involved a lot, right? And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
funny, so he would do like funny celebrations and
yeah.
He'd be mic'd up and be funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I met him whenever. Yeah. I mean, he was still super famous, but now he's like incredibly famous and successful. And,
yeah, yeah. I always wish
he follows
I
was me, so I'm like, hey.
I hope that I hope that the difference between a kicker and their strength and ability and a return man's ability is like similar to this Floyd Mayweather
oh,
YouTuber
absolutely.
Guy
Big
that
Paul,
are gonna
yeah.
benefit. I man, I hope so bad. But the other guy really knocked out his brother, knocked out Nate Robinson pretty easily. But boxing's no joke. You can't just be a foot shorter than the guy
yeah.
and have a wingspan that's 8 inches less and think like, well, I'm an athlete, so this just doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm almost
seen a couple
at 4,000
YouTube You've seen a couple of those videos where they're just, they're security videos where there's just a drunk at
oh,
a bar
yeah.
and somebody that knows how to fight takes on, and they just drop these guys just so fast.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Bouncer in Oklahoma City, if you get to play that club anytime soon, remember, or he'll probably show you, but he's a fun guy, and he has a fun security video of, he's not punching anybody, but the guy kind of swings at him, and he just gets out of the way, and the guy falls over, and then he drags him out of the club. It's like he's shown it to me like 5 times. I've been there.
Ah, bummer.
And he doesn't forget to show me every time.
He's never shown me. Bummer. I'll have to ask him. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Floyd, and it's Jake Paul, right? Yeah, I just really hope he mops the floor with him. But Floyd's more of a like. Tactical, you know, I just feel like it's gonna
yeah,
be
if Floyd can beat the best boxers in the world, then I think you made the point of like the disparity between the talent. It'll probably be very obvious. Yeah,
it was never that. There was never that disparity.
Otherwise,
to me as a teacher,
I'm gonna start boxing.
I taught high school, so there was never quite the disparity, but it was them to me. Brad
yeah,
taught
yeah.
elementary school, so he had the
secret ass
body slam
yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
You should have seen when I used to go out on the playground and punt the football to those fourth graders. They thought I was a god.
I wish I could play T-ball now. I'd kick some ass or whatever.
That little elementary school football. You remember that thing? And then I hit that thing up into orbit. They thought I was a god.
Oh, that's fun. I never had to. Yeah, no. I hurt my knee trying to play basketball with the high school kids, and it's been an issue for 9 months. So,
your knee's still thanks. Bothering you.
Andrew's always. What's that?
Recently, you did that?
Yeah, in January, I was. I say I dove for the basketball, but you know they probably would say I fell for the basketball. You know, whatever, and just slammed my kneecap on the. On the floor, and it was that doctor's appointment, like the Louis C.K. bit, where he's like, "Oh yeah, well, that's just how it's gonna be for the rest of your life now. Is bad." And I was like, "Oh, well, isn't it torn? Like I hear about torn ACLs and people think, oh yeah, no, you don't want it surgery. That's not a thing you're gonna want." And anyway, I had chondromalacia, so that's the that's where the cartilage goes away, and you can't regrow cartilage. It's not possible under your kneecap without oxygen, and there's no oxygen on your kneecap, so you're screwed.
I fell 2 days ago like a geriatric old man.
Ah,
walking down an asphalt hill. You know, 2 days ago when it was below freezing, right? So,
I
was out walking and it was still frosty, and I went down.
Oh, funny!
Fucking all the fell way, like an old man, like an old geriatric old man, all the way to the ground.
That's great.
Get a cane and get a walker and some
anybody
tentacles.
See that? I popped up. I yelled "fuck" and I popped up and kept moving.
Ah, viral video
for an old man. Yeah.
Andrew's always sending me videos of
classroom
fights and security.
Is there
doing
a way to play
and...
this video?
Oh yeah. Does it have audio? I don't. Yeah. Last time we played a video, I wasn't able to upload to YouTube. Probably not this. Though this will be fine. Do you have it? You have it?
Oh, I don't know where it is. I don't remember though. Yeah, I wouldn't.
But yes, what was the teacher body?
The student asked to go to the bathroom, but because of COVID restrictions, you can only send one student to a bathroom at a time or something.
Okay,
like that.
Sure.
And then it had been 30 minutes, and the student hadn't returned.
And he's like, "Come on."
The student was like, "I really gotta go." And the teacher was like, "No." And the student was like, "Fucking watch me." And then just tried to leave. And then they got into like a shoving wrestling match. And then.
It's like me trying to get into a bar in Phoenix.
Yeah. You don't have the documentation. I don't care.
You want to see my documentation right here? I didn't have my. Whatever. We've been over it. Would they let. That's the thing is, like, I look over 21. I wonder if they would have, I wonder if they would let Brad in. You know what I mean? I had my old identification, my old driver's license that had expired, plus the new paper one from Washington State that said, "Hey, if you bring this, you're good to go." But they were talking like driving. You know, they aren't going to get involved in like, well, I don't know what other states are going to do at bars. You know, individual. You know, and so the guy's like, "Nope." And I was like, "No, this is legal. We're good, man. I'm also 40, so it's fine.
Involved.
I promise."
You know.
And he's like, "Nope." And they had all gone in already, except for maybe, I can't remember if you'd gone in or you were hanging around. And I was like, "What if I just kind of went in?" And he's like, "You won't."
Well,
and
we were like waiting near the entrance. Well,
what if I do?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was like a patty, and I was like, "But what if I do?"
We were like, just drinking, like, "Let's see where this goes."
Not gonna go. And I started walking in, and he like grabbed me, and I was like, "All right, I'm not gonna go."
You ever been kicked out of a bar, Brad? Tell us about some youthful trouble you got into.
Ooh,
I've got physically thrown out the door.
Tell me the story.
I was at State Line, Idaho, when I was 19, and
State Line, the strip club, or the bar right next door.
The bar right next door. And,
sure. Yeah. Okay.
Might have been the strip club.
I mean.
They share a door, so I mean, I'm sure.
A friend of mine was
sure
you
peeked
with a friend
in.
Of mine. We were pretty hammered, and
what if you get thrown from the bar to the strip club? Well, thanks for upgrading.
I went out into the parking lot, just thrown into the parking lot, into the gravel parking lot, thrown out the door.
Which state police are you going to call? This ain't your jurisdiction.
So State Line is a bar and a strip club on the Idaho-Washington state line border.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
it's called that. And so literally one part of the bar is a strip club where you're allowed to drink, and then the other, or what is the rule? I can't remember.
Well, so the bar,
Idaho was was 19 years old. It was 19 year old. So we all went from Spokane because we were 19. We went out to Idaho. We could drink. That was the thing. You could drive 20 miles to Idaho, get hammered, and then drive back to Spokane.
I honestly don't know, like, the logic behind the the only logic behind the business is that it's owned by the same people, so that they can get some money from you drinking also. But there's no real logic.
You're not allowed to drink in the strip club, right? I think that's the rule.
And then the state laws in Washington, even though they're pretty strict with strip clubs, are a little bit more lenient than Idaho. So, like, strip club rules on this side, a little more lenient. Right. Go over here and drink on the Idaho side. But that doesn't totally make sense either, because you could – maybe it's like –
I think the whole bar is on the Idaho border, but it's not. It's just like the joke.
Yeah, that might be true. It might not actually be a thing that matters. But there might be something about, like, you can't have a doorway between a bar and a – I don't know. You know, I went and they're well known at that strip club for asking women who are on the rack or the rail to show their rack. They go, "Hey, can I take your top off?" as a fun thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then the woman on the rail can be like, "Sure." And the woman I was with was like, "Sure." And it was really great.
It's a good time.
She had the best booth. She had the best boobs in the whole. She had the best boobs in the entire establishment by far. It was real fun. But
that's
why
Brad got thrown out, as he kept flashing his tits.
She had zero interest in me, but she had the best boobs, so that's fun. They're like, "We don't want you to flash your tits." Is whatever.
What'd you do to get thrown out, Brad?
It was really crowded. And we were going through a crowd. We all had a beer in our hand, and my best buddy that was right in front of me, somebody jostled him and he dumped beer on himself, and he thought I had done it. So he turned around and threw what was left of his beer on me, and then I just threw all my beer on him. Ooh. And the bouncer was right.
Good trade.
The bouncer was right next to me.
I gave him my beer.
I literally got, he grabbed me by the
I love it.
Collar, the shirt, ran me toward the door, just nodded to the doorman. The doorman opened the door and he just launched me out into the parking lot.
What happened to your friend?
They all had a good laugh. And then I stood out there and, because the parking lot was gravel and shit. And yeah, I stood out there and picked up rocks and was just chucking them at the door. And they wouldn't open the door because these rocks were pounding off the door. And my friends were inside laughing their ass off.
But the buddy that threw his drink on you didn't get kicked out?
No.
It's like the NFL. It's always
the second guy that gets the penalty flag.
Illegal use of pints.
They always miss the first one. They always catch the second guy. So, yeah, absolutely. I got launched out of there that night.
Wow.
There must have been one since then, though. I got to think about that.
I was thinking, like, you've gone to, like, Thailand, or, you know, you've been on some of these cruises to some exotic places. You ever gotten in accidental trouble, like, culturally or, like, you know?
You left the hotel in Pakistan when you weren't supposed to.
Me and Dwight left the hotel in Pakistan and went walking in our shorts and t-shirts around Karachi with our bare legs and bare arms. And we're walking around and everybody was slowing down and looking at us. And it's just, maybe we're just
tall white fellas.
We're both 6'1", 6'2", white guys walking around maybe. And then we later on that we told Umar that we'd left the place, and he goes, "You did what?" We go, "Yeah, we went out through the gate, we walked around." He said, "Don't ever leave without us again." But you were, I mean, we traveled there with a guy with a AK-47 with it all the time.
Yeah, we
and how much of a fight do you think that guy would have put up to save us?
That's a good question.
In the event that there was a kidnapping, do you think that guy would have just laid it down? Yeah.
What's the Patrice joke?
He would have turned on you, like, "Oh yeah, these crazy guys. I don't know what they're doing."
If that missing lady was a black woman, they'd be like, We got nothing. We don't see her.
When I was in Pakistan, we so I thought it was gonna be more like that, you know, and it was, except that when we were with Umar, there was a little more leniency to. So at that hotel, or that, it's called a men's club.
Right.
So only men can stay there unless it's your wife. She can stay with you, but anybody can go to the cafe. They set up a bar, so they like had a nightclub bar in one of like the banquet rooms at the hotel one night. And we went back and people were drinking and smoking hash and dancing, and women were like hitting on us, and Umar was like, one of you has to take one of these women back to your room. And we were like, no. Are you out of your mind?
No.
You kidding me? And he's like, it would be such a good story. And we're like, no, we're not. Nobody, no. First of all. Yeah, I'm, you know, dating somebody, and but Orlando was the only one single, and we were like, and he's like, I think it's a bad idea. And he's black, and he's like, I feel like it would be a lot of.
Yeah, I don't need to be headed for this.
At least I'm not going to get beheaded for getting head. That's whatever. I didn't even know where to look when I was talking to them, like look in the eye, like the eyes, or like, you know, like I felt so awkward.
I didn't either. I was like, can I even flirt? Is that
right?
I'm afraid. I don't know what.
Yeah, the idea of sleeping with one of them, and that was just crazy to me. But
so what's the deal with the shorts? Do they not have? It's hot out there, you know.
Yeah, you'd think they wear those big manjamas, you know those.
Yeah.
And Lachlan Patterson had a great joke. He's like, you know, you guys, how did he say it? He's like, you guys are kind of, you have different rules here, man. You know, in the States, we don't build homes in our pajamas and sandals. It's so funny. Because they literally would be on scaffolding just like in pajamas and sandals.
Yeah. Wow.
Fun times. But Andrew, have you been? You got punched in once, but.
Yeah, I got punched at a bar. I never was a thrown out of a bar kind of a guy. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have like fake IDs?
Got thrown out.
What's that?
We've talked to you and I got thrown out of that gay bar that one.
Oh, yeah, that's come up.
Hate crimes on a karaoke machine.
Did you guys have fake ID? Did you go to bars before you were 21? I didn't have that.
No, my summers in high school were spent on Orcas Island. Like, my parents had a summer house. So, like,
yeah, okay.
Even if I had, like, normal friends in high school, I couldn't really hang out with them during the summer.
Gotcha.
And so I just had a summer job, and I got invited to a party once. I think I told this story once, but we were drinking Corona, but then we didn't like the taste of it. And so we're like, we're missing lime, you know? So we went to all the supermarkets closed at, like, 9 p.m., this is a small town, and we went to a bar, and we just found the first guy walking in from the parking lot. We're like, hey, can you go get us some limes? And he's like, I'm the owner of the bar. What do you need limes for? And we're like, oh, my mom's making a key lime pie. He was like, all right. And we're like, oh, I can't believe that worked. And then he came back out, and he threw us the limes, and he goes, enjoy your Corona. Oh, okay.
Funny.
We're not as slick as we thought, you know? But a lot of clubbing, you know, getting drunk at the nightclubs, and I got punched. That's kind of my moment of clarity for comedy was I just started doing comedy like 3 months earlier, and then for my birthday we went out and someone punched me in the side of the face, and I just got knocked out, blindsided. I don't know who did it still. And the murderer lives on, and then it was Corey. And and then I was like, you know what? I've never been punched after comedy, and I deserve it way more there. So I'm gonna keep trying comedy, I was never a nightclub. Like, I would hang out with Lucas sometimes, but I'm just not. I was never that cool, fit in with the cool kids, and you know.
Yeah, I had no game either.
Yeah.
And when I was in college, my first 2 years, I was in Spokane, and we could go to State Line. You know, that was
right.
We could drive to State Line, and it was 19, and we were 19. So, and then my junior year in college, when I was 20, I went to the University of Montana, and the drinking age was 18 in Montana. So my first semester over there, all of a sudden I can go in bars legally. And that's why I pulled down a 1.7.
blood alcohol?
BAC. Is that what you blew?
Baccalaureate. No. BAC. You could have go cups in Montana too. You could just take a to-go cup in your car and be drinking, which is wild. Yeah,
the culture at the Art Institute of Seattle, where I went to college, wasn't quite a lot of art, music nerds, and kitchen.
I was at a conservative Christian college, and I had to sign a contract that was like, you can't have sex, you can't do drugs, you can't drink alcohol. And I was like, oh, I'm just flattered you think people are offering me these
things. Is this
things.
College?
Like,
yeah.
I don't have to say no. Nobody's offering. Have you, Pornhub, besides Pornhub, have you done anything on the internet, like OnlyFans, or you got a TikTok, or anything on the internet where you're...
Yeah, Brad, you got to upload your
stuff out on
clips to TikTok and start going viral on there.
There's people doing my bits on TikTok.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Have you downloaded the app even?
It's so weird to see. My specials
have you downloaded the app?
What's that?
Do you have the app? I mean,
yeah,
you
I never get on it. I never do nothing on it, but I have it on my phone. And
you should lip sync one of your own bits. That'd be kind of funny.
Who is this guy? This guy's stealing this.
This guy's nails it.
They think Andrew steal. Like they thought Andrew did a joke, and then he posted he did a to the camera in a parking lot version of the joke, and then he did it on stage and posted it, and a bunch of people were like, I've seen this on TikTok already. This guy stole this bit, and they're like, it was me.
Well, I posted like a
A month.
Comedy was closed at the time, and I couldn't really get on stage, and so I had a bit idea. And I didn't think it was that funny, but I just acted it out in front of a Buffalo Wild Wings. And the joke is like, you know, the NBA this year, they had social justice slogans on their jersey instead of their name. And I didn't like that because I don't know the names of the players. And I'm yelling at the TV, fuck you, Black Lives Matter. Doing education reform can suck a dick. And long story short, I'm not allowed at Buffalo Wild Wings anymore. So I filmed that walking out of a Buffalo Wild Wings, and it went viral on TikTok. And then I did it on stage later. And I thought, like, oh, I'll just post this version
on my TikTok. So people can see, like, hey.
Yeah. And, what's crazy is, like, I think the TikTok algorithm is, like, really crazy. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, the video started going viral again. It got, like, 10,000, 12,000 views immediately within, like, 2 hours of posting. And then immediately it just has not gained anything since then. Like, the algorithm was like, you're cheating. We already know that you've posted these same words in a different format or whatever.
Wow.
But all these people were commenting, like, oh, you stole this joke, and some guy made it better by walking out of a Wild Wings or whatever. No, I'm the guy. It's me, you know?
That's really funny.
But it's fun to be accused of. I thought for a second someone stole my bit. And I was like, oh, I'm finally relevant enough for someone to want to steal something. But
well, that's the
do on. Do you ever read your comments on your dry bar stuff?
Yeah. I mean, not lately because they won't tag me in the post, so I never know when it's reposted. But
they really took
care of us. I like to read all the comments. I can pretty much deal with most of it, you know. Some of them sting a little bit, and some of them I'm like, oh, this is a little more accurate than I want to admit, but you know, there's like on my new special I posted on YouTube, it's like I've only done some of the jokes two times out loud because it's all brand new stuff.
Right. The audience is a third full.
Yeah, exactly. So all these people are going, this audience sucks. And I'm like, that's what 80 people spread out in a 300 seat comedy club sound like.
Yeah.
That's just what, you know, but I went back and opened for that famous Christian guy, and I got a great tape out of that. And I was like, but I can't do the full 45 minutes. Cause you know, I'm just doing a 20 minute clean set.
And, yeah, so a bunch of the jokes you couldn't do, and then you can post them as clips and you know whatever.
Right.
But it's pretty wild. Well, TikTok does have a crazy algorithm, and they don't.
Make
it's hard to
famous.
Figure out. You know, I know I did well on it, so obviously
stupid
there's something wrong with it.
Something wrong with it.
I don't dance on it. I just put my bits. And then Andrew, I tried to lip sync one of Andrew's bits. His most famous, that most famous one. No, or one of your best ones.
Yeah, my one.
But it like just didn't quite work. But I hadn't, it's just like crazy consistency. You have to do it every day or else it's like, nope, you're down at the bottom of the list again. You got to work your way back up. And
wow. Even my new TikTok clips, they're getting like 500 views. And I'm like,
shadow banned.
Yeah, even my worst ones get like 2,000. I don't know what's going on.
I also think that TikTok, I might be wrong about this, but I think they maybe didn't want to have their app turn into like, arguing and fighting. I don't know if that's totally true because there's a lot of it, but I think your hashtags that were related to election stuff or politics stuff kind of got buried too. But I might be wrong about that. I don't know. I thought I did a really funny sketch with this guy who was dressed as a Joe Biden supporter and it just didn't really do anything. And I was like, I guess I'm still going to do it on the 21st when he'll come back on the 21st when the 20th when the inauguration happens. But,
they're not going to do it. It's all part of Trump's plan. He had to lose the election to win it, you see, because it's a satanic cult, but you still got to go by the law, the books, and the order of the law. You know what I mean?
That Jets thing was funny. Brad, have you lost any family members to this? Not COVID, but the fight, the election fighting or the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, my sister's doesn't wear a mask. And I don't talk to her anymore.
Wow. Okay.
And one of my nephew's wife left Facebook to go to Parler, you know.
Oh.
And
okay.
That kind of idiots. They're in the Tri-Cities. Just
I'm going viral
on Parler right now. Actually, you got to add me.
I was like, do I need to download this? Or I'm not gonna, but.
I thought about it.
Considered it. I mean, why? You know, I don't.
Wait, it's just another thing to post.
Troll, yeah, make fun
more,
of.
Yeah, it's another thing to check every day and waste more time on.
That's true. I also I don't like Reddit. I know there's some there's huge value to it if you do it right, but I just, it's gross to me. And so that's what Parler feels like to me. It's not the same kind of app, but I feel like I'd feel the same way about it. Like, I'd be like, I've just in the last 6 months gotten to the point where I'm not fighting and arguing with people on the internet. So
congratulations.
I just kind of removed it.
Well, there's nothing to fight about anymore. I don't know.
I used to be, there used to be also people, I think anyone who follows me or is connected to me for the most part is like, he's going to he has nothing to do. He's going to spend all his time doing research and
he's unemployed.
I've seen him discuss and argue with people and not like he's amazing at it, but he has sources and he posts original sources and
than anyone else.
I don't got time for this. So they don't argue. Like the last time I posted that, Andrew joked about it. Kind of like I had this like the Republican National Convention's platform and the Democratic National Convention's platform. And I was like, here you go, everybody. If these are things that you agree with, that's great. And that's what you're voting for. And 4 years ago, people were fighting and arguing with me. And this year, people were like, yeah, it's fine. We get it. Whatever you say, we believe you. Which is like, I guess that's better for my life. It's not as fun, but...
Did you donate to Tulsi Gabbard's campaign, or who did you vote for, Joe? Who'd you vote for, Brad?
Who did I vote for?
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, or?
Oh no! I went straight Democrat all the way.
All right,
but only straight ones.
Brad Upton.
Yeah. That's the other thing about Drybar. You guys know everybody just assumes that I'm some kind of right wing Christian guy.
Clean, yeah.
And they slam all this under, you know, somehow they managed to turn their comments into political shit. I got tons of people on, on my fan page and on Twitter that follow me that are all just hardcore Trump people.
Funny.
Because they've seen me on Drybar and they just assume I'm some kind of right wing nutball.
Yeah. That's
so
really
I start
funny.
Liking all these. I literally start liking and retweeting shit, and then I check my numbers to see how many people I've lost, and I'm like, I lost six more. When they realized I was a lefty.
Yeah, you can't look at the numbers.
No.
It's too pussy. Yeah.
That's how it's same with that, you know, how many kids I have. I just like to
and
not
how many inches your penis is.
Pay attention.
Just don't look at the numbers. Stop the count. Oh, we switched were done counting a long time ago.
I switched to centimeters just so I could say, like, yeah, I got 9 down there.
9 yeah. inches.
Oh wow.
Oh, the ruler's backwards.
Good
Gippy
joke.
Sprinkles.
Who wrote
Gippy Sprinkles wrote that one.
Fun stuff. Well, yeah, shit. I mean,
for a little segment sometime.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. What did we got? Is there? What, that's. I mean, that's all. That's all we got to BS. But I got a show tonight. I got a virtual show tonight. I got.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh yeah, you got to go to work for once.
Get
in
prepared
life.
For it. I know, right? Ugh.
Yeah, I got one in 4 weeks. So.
Are you feeling? Are you anxious for the performance? Are you feeling? Do you?
Well, I did
I mean,
a
you've
show
done the same
a month
act
ago
for 20
out
years,
in.
So you should be fine, but.
I did a show a month ago out in Renton. And,
oh, yeah.
And it was really nice to get back on stage. And I was surprised, actually. I mean, I watched my video several times and
yeah.
I ran my set through my head, stuff I never do before a show. But I literally watched my dry bar.
Dry bar.
And
20
then,
million times. And,
20 million times. And then... It went pretty well. I was surprised, actually. And then I
good.
Tried some new stuff. And so I thought, I'm all right. You know, I even thought there's a chunk of material.
How did the performance go?
What's that?
How did the performance go? Do you
it was
think?
Good. It was smoother than I thought it would be. So it gave me confidence that I can take time off. And I don't know. I've had a chunk of material about driving on snow and ice, you know, and I only do it every winter and then I don't do it for 9 months.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then I pull it out and I do it. And I thought, well, I go 9 months without doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
I have some local bits that I'll pull, like a tornado thing if I'm in the area, or like Canada things if I'm in the area.
Yeah. And I got cruise stuff I do on the cruise ship. I only do it on the cruise ship. And
that's
and
a great
I go
analogy.
Couple of months between doing that material, I get on the ship, I do it that night, it comes right out of my mouth. It's like an old, you know, you hear a song on the radio you haven't heard in 30 years, you know the words to the song.
I try to avoid things for 9 months all the time too.
baby very announcements and,
but I will prepare more skilled. when I'm doing
getting
this
close
next month. I'll prepare more than I normally do for a 8, 9, 12 minute set, but I'll run it through my head a number of times. But I just think I'll go out there, grab the mic stand, and pop it in.
Yeah.
How's this going?
It's gonna come out. Yeah. Well, it's good that it's not
like
it's
movie,
not 45.
Like the feedback, right. Feedback, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's really exciting. Remember, everybody, that is if you're in Nashville. I don't know that anybody listens to Nashville, but if you're in Nashville. January 8th and 9th at the Grand Ole Opry. How cool. What a cool venue. And you've done that before there. That's really great. And Andrew and I will be online. Similar. I'm doing a New Year's Eve outdoors somewhere. That's private thing. But
I got a New Year's Eve show, a streaming show with Christopher Titus. And,
oh, nice.
That'll be on his YouTube channel, and it looks like I'm gonna put out my pandemic special on Hofstetter's YouTube channel. So hopefully that'll give me some nice plug. And the record company decided that my audio from my special in February isn't good enough for them, so I might just put that one out on my channel as well and see what happens. So
that's kind of a bummer, but also all right, whatever. Cool. Well, Brad Upton is BRADUPTON on all the things, or Brad Upton Comedy, or
Brad Upton Comedy. Yeah.
Brad Upton Comedy. That other Brad Upton got the and Andrew Rivers, Andrew J. Rivers,
Andrew
on
J.
all
Rivers,
the things.
You gotta might confuse me with a German astronomer.
Is that right?
Astronomer.
You and I did a show. It's got to be like 5 years ago up at Swanee's bowling alley. The woman fell asleep in the front row. They used like some. They just Googled Andrew Rivers and threw the first photo they could find.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's really funny. Was he like looking up at the stars?
Yeah, he had a telescope. It was crazy.
This guy's headshot stinks.
It was pretty close, actually. I was impressed that they were like, this, who cares?
Funny. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all the things, on Parler and everything. And we had a great time with you, as always. Thanks, Brad, for joining us. And this will get you there's no value in this for you, so we really appreciate that you did it for us. And
he's very lonely, you know. You gotta only leaves him one phone call a day, so
we'll
get some gigs one of these days. Maybe some stuff.
Let's do it.
I'm predicting March is when the clubs will start being allowed to open again. I think March or April. It'll be
our own dry bar comedy tour. I mean, you don't need us for that, but
we'll hop on. The more the merrier. So
cool. Well,
yeah, we were selling those. We'll talk after here real quick.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.